From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Once again, it is a joy to be with you in your home to explain some of the global headlines from around the world in the light of the Bible. And no better person to ask than Jack Van Impe. Consequences of the rapture. Will we be ashamed or will we be rewarded? How wonderful to know that the Lord is going to be coming again very, very soon, and Jack's going to fill us in on all of those headlines. Well, if you watch the program, you know that Jack often speaks about the rapture and how we need to be ready for the rapture when the Lord says, come up hither. The consequences of the rapture. Now, this is by Ernst Kraft. Every day we draw a step nearer to the rapture, he says. Often, however, we lose sight of our glorious future and become entangled in earthly cares and troubles. Whoa. Let's go on to a beautiful scripture verse, Matthew 24:48 there. True believers are always characterized by their attitude of expectation. Nominal Christians say to themselves, like the scribes and Pharisees, whom Jesus described as evil servants, they say, my Lord delayeth his coming, Matthew 24:48. Now, sometimes people, when they read the Bible, say, see there, the Lord's not going to come in my lifetime. Well, that could be a consequence for you if you're not looking, because the Lord wants us to look and be ready for the coming of the Lord. There are consequences, aren't there, Jack?
I believe the rapture is coming at any moment. And we're going to hear the cry, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we're going to sweep through the heavenlies in 11/100ths of a second. That's 187 trillion billions of miles in that short a period of time. And guess what? I'm going to go up with my chrome knees, the first bionic man sweeping into the heavenlies in history. Oh, Rexella. But it is true. He's coming soon. And you folks who say, I'll never see it in my lifetime, we are now in the eighth and final sign. We could be gone at any time. It's that near. And it's described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 18. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But you don't want to do that. You are those backslidden Christians who say, it'll never happen in my lifetime, and you fulfill 2 Peter 3:3. In fact, you're one of the signs, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since our fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. Wrong. The trouble with you is you go into a church where you never hear it preached and you don't read your Bible like you should. One out of every four verses talks about Christ's return. 10,385 verses. And we are to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Titus 2:13. Can we know? No one knows the day and the hour, Matthew 24:36. Wrong! Put it in context, verse 33. You'll know when it's near, Jesus said, but not the day and hour. And that's why Hebrews 10:25 tells us that we are to encourage one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How can you know when it's approaching? The signs. And listen to me, because of your attitude, because you are a Laodicean, backslidden, lukewarm Christian, Revelation 3:15, you are going to lose rewards. There are only going to be five crowns given. One of them is to lay at Jesus' feet because you've been watching. There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, and not for me only, but unto all them who love his appearing, 2 Timothy 4:8. But some of you are really going to be miserable. You know, when you get there and you have to have your life investigated and your attitude about the second coming, some of you are going to say, boy, I wish I were back on earth for the 7 years of tribulation. That'd be better than standing here before Jesus having denied his return. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that every one of us may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And here's what Rexella used at the beginning of the promo, 1 John 2:28. Little children, abide in Christ, that when he shall appear, his coming, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. There's the day coming. You better prepare your heart, even as a believer, and start saying, come quickly, Lord Jesus, the end and benediction of the book of Revelation.
Oh, Jack, you want us all to be ready for that wonderful time. He's given us signs from the Bible, and certainly if you watch the program, as I say, week after week, the New World Order has been on the minds of world leaders, prime ministers, and so forth for many, many years. In fact, the father of our President Bush, President H.W. Bush, gave quite a speech. In fact, he spoke about the New World Order 216 times. Here you see him in 1991. President Bush praised the New World Order in a State of Union message. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a New World Order, to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind.
And Rexella, President Bush gave this message to the entire nation and much of the world in the State of the Union address. And he and Gorbachev, a communist, were the two who coined the term, the New World Order. And that made me just a little leery of this particular Republican. But why? Well, it was way back in 1776 when Adam Weishaupt of the Illuminati propagated the idea of a one world government a few hundred years ago. And you see, Yale University had a student who wanted further his education and went to Germany, and that's where the Illuminati started and was still in existence when he was there studying. And he came home, and because they had so much trouble with some of these conspiracy theories, they said, let us change the title from the Illuminati to the Skull and Bones Organization, which Bush and his son and Kerry all belong to, Republicans and Democrats. But that's what it's all about, a one world government. I want to repeat it. It's the final sign, folks. We're going home. You'd better quit saying, yeah, it'll never happen in my lifetime. You're going to be shocked and you're going to be ashamed.
And you know, Jack, I want to go on here. The world must forge a new order or retreat to chaos. Very, very powerful. I'm going to ask Jack a question now. Proof from the Bible that there will be a world leader arise, but after the rapture. He's going to be on the horizon before the rapture, but he's really going to rise up and the world will know him as the ruler of the New World Order. All right, Jack?
Right now, he's alive and waiting in the wings. We Christians are going to be gone. We're going to be raptured, evacuated before it happens. How can I prove that? 2 Thessalonians 2:6. Now, I'm going to use the word world dictator here so you understand what I'm trying to say. It says, for you know what withholds the coming of the world dictator to power. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now hinders the world dictator's power coming into fruition will continue to hinder until he be taken out of the way, removed. Someone said, oh, that's the Holy Spirit. Yes and no. The Holy Spirit is the third member of the Trinity, eternally God. And God is omnipresent. He's always everywhere. Not one member of the Trinity could ever be removed. And that's why Psalm 139, verse 7 says, whither shall I flee from thy spirit? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in the depths of hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even in the ocean, you're there. I can't escape you, Holy Spirit, as you search out my daily life. Well, Do you know that we Christians are baptized into the body of Christ when we get saved by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:13. And as a result, He lives in us as believers. Know you're not that your body is the temple of God, and that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, lives in you, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 6:19. So who is taken? The believers, by the millions. And that's why we will not really know who He is, because we're going to be gone when He comes to power, but we have a pretty good idea as we put all the chips together. And I believe He's alive and waiting in the wings. You better believe it.
Whoa, Jack, what an enlightening amount of scripture that is. And I was just thinking there a moment ago, we were talking to some of our friends at lunch in there a moment ago. You know, it's not what you have on earth that really matters. It's who you are. Do you have the Lord? Are you ready for that wonderful event when Jesus is going to come again? It's not what you have. You got to leave it all behind. But one day the Lord's coming and you want to be ready. Jack's going to show you how to be ready in just a moment. How you can have peace right now in a troubled world. The world is really changing, isn't it? But you know, we have an unchanging God. The Lord has a plan, and He's coming very, very soon. Don't be afraid. Let the words of Jesus penetrate your heart. Let not your heart be troubled. But trust in Me, and you'll be ready for the coming of the Lord if you do. Jack, show us how we can trust in the Lord.
Oh, I'll tell you, a message like that should disturb you, but that's what's coming. But Christ made peace through the blood of His cross, Colossians 1:20. So get that peace now. Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, the only Savior, the Prince of Peace. And Lord, I need peace in my heart in this troubled hour. Jesus, You died to give me that peace. You died to save me, to cleanse me, and to give me eternal life. Lord Jesus, I trust in what You did as You shed Your blood for me. Now, come into my heart this day. Save me. I pray this in Your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I trust that you prayed that prayer. If you did, will you write me? There's my address. And I trust that you will say, yes, Rexel, I open my heart to the Lord. He's my Savior. I've been forgiven. I'm ready for a new walk with Him. First steps in a new direction, I'll send it to you absolutely free if you just let me know that you opened your heart and prayed that prayer with Jack. How good to walk in a new direction with the Lord. It's wonderful to have His peace. And I trust that you'll write to me right away. I'll get it in the mail as soon as I hear from you. And now, our offer of the week. And I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Vanempe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Vanempe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
All right, friends. We've talked about so many, many things today, and maybe your hearts are a little burdened. But prayer is the place where burdens change shoulders. Look forward to being your home again next week. Until then, remember, God cares for you, so do we so very much. Bye-bye.